The top-ranking law enforcement official in Illinois is calling for a controversial change to policing here following the killing of George Floyd. Democratic Attorney General Kwame Raoul tells WBEZ he wants police officers to be licensed by the state, just like doctors or lawyers. WBEZ's Tony Arnold reports.
When I spoke with Attorney General Kwame Raoul earlier this week, I asked what went through his mind when he watched the George Floyd video.
I'm angry in all sorts of directions, including angry at myself.
Why are you angry at yourself?
In part because we've had several incidents over time that at each point we say, oh, this can serve as an impetus for change, and we only go so far, right? We only go so far.
Raoul sat for an interview with WBEZ this week as protests against Floyd's killing swept across the state. He's only the second black man to serve as Illinois' attorney general. He's a Democrat, and in his second year as the state's top elected law enforcement official. When I asked him why he was angry at himself, Raoul points to the year 2015. At that time, he was a state senator, and he led the negotiation and passage of a reform bill in response to the police shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. The law set up a framework for police body cameras and banned chokeholds. But Raoul says what he really wanted, the policy that would have had the most impact, he had to drop. He couldn't get enough support to pass the bill if it required the state to license police officers. But now, Raoul's coming back for it.
It's done for lawyers, it's done for physicians, for pharmacists, for hairdressers even. We license them, and if they have an egregious act of professional misconduct or a pattern of such, they can have their license taken away such that they cannot participate in that profession anymore.
Cops are certified by the state and can be decertified if they're convicted of certain crimes, but pulling someone's license could be for misconduct, not just convictions. The head of the Illinois Association of Chiefs of Police says he's not for or against Raoul's proposal, but questions whether lawmakers could just amend the current certification process instead of coming up with a licensing system from scratch. Raoul says his idea will fail to get the votes he needs again unless he gets buy-in from law enforcement. But he has hope.
Well, I think, yes, we need to use this opportunity, this energy, to push through reform that has been resisted historically.
Raoul says part of what's going through his mind and why he's been so angry lately is because of his own interactions with police.
I've been criticized much in my career about showing too much passion sometimes, and I think that passion grows from my personal experiences.
Raoul says he's never been charged, but he has been put in handcuffs on multiple occasions, particularly when he was younger, after the Bears won the Super Bowl, when he was driving his mom's new car, and he was patted down while dressed in a suit and tie because he was told he fit the description of someone who'd been stealing cars in the South Loop. Raoul's job at the time, he was a prosecutor. Tony Arnold, WBEZ News.